We honor Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Be black, buy black, think black, and all else will take care of itself, just like that. Now, lift your RBG in your black fist and say it with me like this.
Race first,
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 race first. Now, race first. We must give up the silly idea of folding our hands and waiting on God to do everything for us. If God had intended for that, then he would not have given us the mind to think. Plus, whatever you want in life, you gotta make up your mind to do it for yourself, no one else. We are going to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery, because whilst others might free the body, none but ourselves can free our mind. Mind is your only ruler, sovereign. The man who is not able to develop his mind is bound to be the slave of the other man who uses his mind every time. Never forget that intelligence rules the world and ignorance carries the burden. Therefore, remove yourself as far as possible from ignorance and seek as far as possible to be intelligent. Now that's relevant. It shows awakeness. The black skin is not a badge of shame, but rather a glorious symbol of national greatness. If we as a people realize the greatness from which we came, we would be less likely to disrespect ourselves. Again, ambition is the desire to go forward and improve one's condition.
Race first,
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 race first.
Black men, you were once great, you shall be great again. Lose not courage or faith, go forward. There can be no peace among men and nations as long as the strong continues to oppress the weak. So long as injustice is done to other people, just so long we will have cause for war and make a lasting peace an impossibility. As we speak, when all else fails to organize the people, conditions will. A people without the knowledge of the past history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots. How can it stand? To see your enemy and know him is a part of the complete education of man. Liberate the minds of men, and ultimately you will liberate the bodies of men. In a world of wolves, one should go armed, and one of the most powerful defensive weapons within the reach of the Negro is to practice race first in all parts of the world. Before we can help the people, we must destroy the old education that teaches them that somebody is keeping them back, and that God has forgotten them, and that they can't rise because of their color. We can only build with faith in ourselves and self-reliance, believing in our possibilities that we can rise to the highest. Nation in God's creation, the value of knowledge is to use it. Take advantage of every opportunity. Where there is none, make one. History is the landmark by which we are directed into the true course of life. Unite all people of African ancestry of the world to one great body to establish a country and absolute government of our own.
Race first,
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 race first.